This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 17, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. airline industry slump has finally started showing up in official employment numbers. After 17 consecutive months of increases, the U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics announced yesterday scheduled passenger airlines employed 0.8% fewer workers in July than they did in July last year. That's the first decrease in full-time equivalent employee levels since January 2007, and there have been a number of capacity and workforce cuts announced since July. Among network airlines, United, Delta, and Northwest reported fewer employees year-to-year, as did low-cost carriers AirTran and Frontier. Regional carriers SkyWest, ExpressJet, Horizon Air, Mesa, Executive, and PSA Airlines also reported declines. Full-time equivalent employee numbers rose 4.3% at the seven network carriers. That's a trend not likely to continue. The overall numbers were pulled down by the decreases at AirTran and Frontier. You can find more details in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The National Transportation Safety Board yesterday released its special report identifying several recurring safety issues with parachute jump operations and recommending improvements in aircraft maintenance and pilot training. NTSB has issued recommendations to the FAA and the United States Parachute Association in areas including aircraft maintenance and inspections, pilot initial and recurrent training, examination, FAA oversight, and direct surveillance. You can find more details at aero-news.net. A number of Spanish newspapers reported yesterday the Span airplane that crashed on takeoff last month in Madrid did not have its flaps properly deployed. There have been no official statements to that effect, and the investigation is ongoing. Citing reports in the Spanish media, BBC News said cockpit tapes recovered from the wreckage show the plane's pilots were not aware the flaps were not deployed because a cockpit alarm failed to sound. The fully loaded MD-82 crashed on takeoff from Barajas International Airport August 20th. All but 18 of the 172 passengers and crew died in the post-impact fire. Witnesses said one of the airliner's two turbofans was on fire as the plane struggled to take off. Those reports have been downplayed by investigators, who have also cautioned against jumping to the conclusion that flaps were to blame. Acting U.S. Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly is frustrated that after 7 years, there's still no replacement in the pipeline for the service's half-century-old KC-135 aerial tankers. The Associated Press reports Donnelly told the Air Force Association's annual conference Monday, the latest failed attempt to award the $35 billion contract was a missed opportunity. Donnelly agreed that a cooling-off period called by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, postponing the third attempt to bid the contract until the next administration takes office in January, was needed. But, he says, the Air Force needs to make its acquisition process more capable of handling complex technological programs and fend off the growing number of protests filed by losing bidders. Quote, none of us can yet answer the question, where do we go from here? This experience has not been a healthy one for the Air Force, or for the Department of Defense, or for the contractors, or for our working relationship with each other or Congress, unquote. General Norton Schwartz, the new Air Force Chief of Staff, told reporters Monday that awarding a new contract will take between 8 months and 4 years, but insisted, quote, it's not dead, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. China plans its first spacewalk. Boeing says its military technology base is eroding. And the Machinists Union insists it's in the driver's seat. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, barnstorming the heartland in a DC-3. I'll talk with Dan Grider about his unique cross-country trip this summer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.